SFAC's, it's 6 o'clock, time for Family Feud. Now, here's your host, Grant Denyer.
To have you with us. Survey says, welcome to Family Feud, the show where answering some very simple questions could get you $10,000 and maybe even a brand new car, which would be awesome. Let's meet our families. First up, our carryover champs from New South Wales, the Sanchez family. I'm sure I was on a bit of a high after last night.
I was stoked to be back.
I bet you are, and $10,000 richer too. Remind Australia who's on board.
Oh, this is my dad, Beefy Keefy, my sister, Sexy Bexy, and my mum, Clicky Vicky, because she's got a bad hip.
I'm sure they appreciated that, man. Make sure you come up with one for me as well. And ready to take them on from Queensland, it's the Dwegger family. Dwegger family.
It's the bogan Aussie way of saying it.
Hi, Louise. How are you?
Good. Excellent.
Would you mind introducing us?
Okay. I've got my beautiful niece, Liana, my fiery, flaming, red-headed sister, and my mum... Oh. I was going to say my grandmother. Poor thing. My
wow.
mum, Kay. I know.
Kay.
She likes to go Special K.
Oh, does she
but
not?
But she only calls herself that. No,
no.
One else.
I bet you
I
are
am very special,
special too, Kay. We'll talk about that a little later on, won't we?
Okay.
I like you already. Team captains, let's play the feud. We surveyed 100 people and the top 7 answers are on the board. Name an event at which people do a lot of kissing. You're scaring me, Louise. Heath.
School formal.
Okay, yeah, cool.
Weddings?
Weddings are not bad, Louise. Oh! Sure.
Yeah,
okay.
No,
okay. How are you feeling tonight,
Kate? Not too good on this question.
You better hurry up. It's a half an hour show.
Yeah.
Name an event at which people do a lot of kissing.
The football.
What?
They play it overseas too.
What games do you go to?
Soccer.
Soccer. Oh, I like soccer.
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
That'll do anyway.
After all that, Keith. Rebecca, what about an event at which people do a lot of kissing?
It's a tricky one. How about a music event? Like a band playing? I don't know.
Music! Oh, second strike. The wedges can steal. Have a think, guys. Vicky.
A New Year's
Eve. Let's come up with something sensible here.
A New Year's Eve party.
That is good. Yeah. Oop, there it is. Name an event at which people do a lot of kissing.
The movies.
Yeah. Oh, cool, a little date. Yeah.
Backseat.
That's nice. Backseat of the movies. Yeah. Name an event at which people do a lot of kissing.
Oh, I'd have to say birthday parties.
Good answer, is it there? Good. Yes. Rebecca?
What about a date?
Yeah, let's have a look. Yes. Ooh, 3 strikes. The wedges.
Just to call our answers.
Kay, what would you say?
I'd say a folk festival. You know, when they're all sort of...
They're at that.
Well, OK, when we all...
When
we're all loving each other. I hear you. Kath?
Kissing booth.
A kissing booth, that's cool. Liana?
I'm going to say a reception, like a wedding reception. Different to the wedding, maybe? The reception, the after party.
Okay, we'll see. Louise?
I will say, we'll go with... wedding reception.
Wedding reception.
Specifically.
Specifically are the instructions from Louise. Let's see.
Oh!
Sanchez, get the points! The opening blow with 73 points. Remaining answers.
Festival.
Ooh. Valentine's Day.
Kissing.
Oh, it's possible. possibly two up there, DeWedges. Possibly two up there. You might die, yes. If you go on to win for 5 nights in a row, if you do survive tonight, you could be taking home the amazing all-new Mitsubishi Outlander. Now, the new Outlander sets the benchmark with safety features including active traction control, reverse parking camera and sensors, and Mitsubishi's multi-communication system. Now, here's a question for everyone playing along at home. I want the top answer to this one. Give me a reason you'd take out a loan. The answer when we all come back after this on Family Feud. Two families are still competing for that shot at $10,000. Now, before the break, I asked, give me a reason you'd take out a loan. Top answer was?
Fire!
Give me Keith, give me Liana, let's play. We surveyed 100 people. The top 8 answers are on the board. Name a place you'd go when you need cheering up. Liana?
The beach.
The beach is a nice place.
Hey. Coffee shop.
A coffee shop. Oh. Yeah, pass or play? Think about it just for a little. Yeah, maybe not feeling 100%.
Thinking.
Need a bit of cheering up. Where do you go?
Your friend's house.
Yeah, they always help.
They do.
Friends. Yeah. Yeah. About some wise advice from a mum.
Mummy's house.
Ah, yeah, go to mum's. She makes everything better. Heath?
I'd like to get out to the amusement park.
I'd like to maybe put oneself on a ride, Grant, exactly. On an amusement venue. Exactly. I kind of agree with you. Sorry, it's not there. Keith?
Hi, out in the sun.
Sun's good. Vitamin D helps. Yeah. Makes you happier. Oh! Second strike. Do wedges can steal? Have a think. Rebecca.
How about on a holiday?
That makes everything better. You go on a holiday, says Rebecca. Wedges. Kay, what would you say?
I like going to the movies.
Kath, good.
Movies.
Liana.
Movies.
It's Louise. A tough gig. Movies.
Movies it is?
Yeah, well, a good comedy. You wouldn't want to go to a horror flick or something.
No, you just want something that lifts your spirits,
yeah,
something
feel
funny.
Good. Yeah, feel good movie.
I see where you're going. Yeah! Well, that's all the Number 8. Zoo. Shopping centre. Circus. Makes it all better. 47 to 73 right now, and it's double points time. So give me Rebecca, give me Kath, let's do it. We surveyed 100 people, and the top 5 answers are on the board. Name something you do to refresh yourself. Kath.
Shower.
You shower. Pass or play?
Louisa bit your head off. They go clack, clack.
You're quite keen to play this one?
Oh, yeah.
I
haven't
even had a question.
Yeah, what's the question? Sorry, I was too interested in that.
There's so much going on, isn't there? Name something you do to refresh yourself.
Have a drink.
Yeah, have a drink. Ooh, to refresh nanny. Yourself.
Drink of water.
Drink of,
yeah. Just a
hydrate.
Drink. Yeah. Oh, good. Yeah.
You got a special delivery once.
Oh, this is a cracker. Like, it's in hindsight, it's funny.
Yeah.
Well, so I live in a granny flat with Mum, mm-hmm. and we come from a big Dutch family, and mm-hmm. my grandmother at the time, whose also name is Louise, mm-hmm. who was about late 80s, lived mm-hmm. there as well. So at the time I was entering a lot of competitions, that's life, you know, I love the prizes. So anyway, this massive package comes up the drive one day and I think, washing machine, something, I've won. So they drive up, cute delivery guy, I'm a single girl, 11 years single, boo-hoo. But, so So anyway, he comes up, he goes, I've got a delivery for Louise Tawija. I'm racing out the door, signing away. It's me. And anyway, so I sign for it. And as he's turning away, I look on the side of the box and it says, Tina, adult incontinence diapers.
Oh, no.
And so do you think I can say there's two Louises who live at the same address?
And he's gone.
Oh, get me out of here. So I'm wearing them tonight, just in case I pee myself a little in excitement. Got them on. I don't.
Oh, they're similar. This was not the question now. Name something you do to refresh yourself.
Oh, you go for a little paddle.
Oh, you have a swim. Oh.
Yay. Oh, my God. Name something you do to refresh yourself, Liana.
I like to go and get a facial.
That's pretty cool. Oh. I like that answer. It's normal. Maybe not so normal. First strike, Kath.
Get into the air conditioning.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So you cool down under the aircon.
Second strike.
Sanchez, have an option. Name something you do to refresh yourself.
Oh.
Just something. Say anything.
Pineapple.
What a refreshing fruit that is.
I know.
Pineapple.
What is going on over there? Vicky.
Nap. Take a nap.
Take a nap. Take a nap. That was quite a sensible option, Vicky.
Yeah, going nap.
Keith.
I'll go bath.
Have a bath?
Have a bath. Cool bath.
Heath.
Yeah, I like the sound of the little nap.
Hmm. We going with that?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Yay! There it is! Well done, Sanchez. I got a 255. Last errant on the board. What's your face? 255 to 47. Man, we're having a lot of fun. Do you enjoy watching Family Feud? Then why not play along yourself at home with the official Family Feud game? Head to 10play. Look up Family Feud for all the highlights and the fun stuff that goes on behind the scenes as well. It's a lot of fun. Triple points when we come back. Stick around. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. Sanchez family, 255, and the Dewedgies, as they just called themselves a moment ago, on 47, but having the time of their lives.
No!
A little bit Queens of the Overshare as well. The family who gets to 300 points in this round could win $10,000. Oh, we laugh. We laugh. We're playing for triple points right now. Give me Vicky, give me Kay, let's do it. Oh, what could happen next? We surveyed 100 people and the top 7 answers are on the board. Give me a word used to describe reptiles. Okay.
Scary.
Oh, not bad. Ooh, not the top.
Lizards.
Lizards. Pass or play, Kay? Okay, you guys are going to play.
I reckon they're pretty scaly.
Scaly, I like that. Yeah. Give me a word used to describe reptiles.
Big.
Big? Let's see if it's on the board. First try. Rebecca. Reptiles, know much about them?
No, not really.
Seen many?
Seen a few.
Yeah. What about a word used to describe some?
I can't really describe it, but maybe a snake?
Okay, so it's sort of...
It's an A-reptile.
That's right. Let's see if you're right. There you go. There you go. Rebecca's playing well. She thought around the problem. Vicky.
Dinosaurs.
Ooh. Give me dinosaurs on the board. Second strike. Dewedges, you guys can still have a think. Heath. Triple point round, my friend. You're close to the 300 mark. That would make you champions yet again.
Let's see how we go.
Give me a word used to describe reptiles.
They're quite cold-blooded, aren't they?
Well. Yes. Are you throwing that? Are you posing that as an answer?
Yes.
Okay. Are they? Are they cold-blooded, Mr. Board? Yeah. Ooh. It is all-knowing, that board, isn't it? Give me a word used to describe reptiles, Keith.
Afraid.
Afraid? Yeah, because a lot of people can be afraid of reptiles. Three strikes. Good try, though, Keith. Dowidja. Hey.
I'm thinking crocodile.
Crocodile, nice.
I'm going pet reptile.
Pet reptile? Bianna?
Slimy.
Slimy. Oh, and
geez,
Louise.
The pressure.
Some wonderfully descriptive and great options for you to choose. You're the boss. You go with one of those or your own. You need the points in a triple point round. This is to keep your hopes alive in this wonderful competition tonight that has been hilaire.
Totes hilaire.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Uh-huh. What are you
going to
go with now?
We're going... Slimy. I have met a few slimy snakes in my life, can I tell you?
In your single life?
In my single life.
The Dowidjas say they can be slimy.
Yeah!
Oh, wow, guess what? You're a new champ. Rebecca really played well. Vicky, fantastic in Fast Money last night. Let's not forget, you guys are taking home $11,260 from their wonderful time on the show. Great to have you guys on. Thanks for playing. Dowidjas, have you possibly thought about who's playing Fast Money?
Oh, already know.
Oh, come on, you come.
These shoes, they're going to make me win, eh?
Oh, look at the razzle dazzle going on down there. Oh. Right, oh, calm down, girls. Calm down. Yes, you've already won. Let's relax. Okay, you've done the hard bit now. It's kind of where the money's sort of won and lost, okay? We can do this, can't we?
Totes.
You look like you need to chill out, so head back down to our soundproof booth for just a minute. Let's open soundproof. Right, okay. 10,000 bucks. We do it next. It's called Fast Money. You're here in Family Feud. You happy?
I'm excited.
Yes, they are.
Family Feud is on Facebook and Twitter. Plus, you can find us on YouTube and catch all the action on 10Play.
Welcome back. It's Fast Money time here in the Feud. Let's see if the Dowidjas now can now win some cash. And look, I got to be honest, I don't know whether I'm really looking forward to this part because you guys are so bland and boring.
As you can see.
That was a wacky 20-odd minutes just a few moments ago. Have you enjoyed yourself so far?
Loving it.
I thought you might. Now, if you and Louise get 200 points or more between you, you'll win $10,000. Oh. Louise is now in our soundproof booth. I was afraid of going to that shot. Oh, there's the sprinkler! There's the sprinkler! I'm going to ask you five questions, OK? I'll give you 20 seconds to answer those questions. Now, if you pass, we'll come back if there's time. And the clock starts at the end of the first question. You ready?
Ready.
20 seconds on the clock, please. Okay. Best of luck.
Thank you.
Name a type of flower.
Tulip.
Name something you find in a pool.
Swimmer.
Name something you roll up.
Blanket.
What do you associate with Elvis Presley?
Music.
Besides a car, name something that has wheels.
Bicycle.
That's pretty good. That's great. Plenty of time left. Let's go. How do you think you went?
I think I did okay.
Oh, I think you did pretty good. Let's see. Name a type of flower. You said?
Tulip.
The survey says. Seven. Nice. You're on the board. Name something you find in a pool. You said? Swimmer. Survey says. Good. What about something you roll up? You said?
Blanket.
A blanket? The survey says... Three. Oh. What do you associate with Elvis Presley? You said...
Music.
The survey says... 23.
Okay.
Besides a car, name something that has wheels, you said...
Bicycle.
The survey says... Oh. Wow.
came home strong. Well done, Cass. Head back to the family leaderboard.
To pick with you.
What?
You know when I was running out the back?
Yeah.
I heard you say I was a little bit loud.
Oh, I did say yes. That.
I was gutted.
I said, I hope it's soundproof back there. I hope right, it really yeah. is soundproof. Thankfully it is. Okay. You look like you're enjoying yourself
I'm
back there.
I'm having a great
saw
time.
The sprinkler.
Oh, did ya?
Loved it. Loved
twerking. It. Not too old to twerk.
What a... Yeah. I think there is a cut-up at some
is,
point.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, it's not.
You talk a lot.
Oh, I do.
What was I going to say? Oh, that's right. You get 99 points to get 10,000. Okay. So if you're supposed to split the load, which you are, for 200 points, if you can reach the 100 mark, you're doing well. She got 101.
Beautiful.
So 99 is your target. Yes. I'm going to ask you the same five questions. You're the second player. I'm going to give you an extra 5 seconds. Okay.
Okay.
If you pass on a question, I'll ask it again if there's time. And if you repeat an answer that's already there, you'll hear this sound.
Right.
And I'll ask you to try again, okay? Can we remind everybody of Kath's answers and 25 seconds on the clock too, please?
Okay.
The time starts from the end of the first question. Good luck, Louise.
Thank you.
Name a type of flower.
Rose.
Name something you find in a pool.
Water.
Name something you roll up.
A bean bag. I think, oh, God.
What do you associate with Elvis Presley?
Hound dog.
Besides a car, name something that has wheels.
A truck.
Okay, good. Okay, all right. There's a lot of panic there. Relax.
Got it.
Get it out.
Okay.
Let's go, girlfriend.
Come on, don't you?
There is a tiny, teeny weeny little bit inside of me, Louise, that is almost not wanting you to get this because I'm too afraid of what would happen if you did.
Be very afraid.
The lady's scaring me. Name a type of flower, you said.
Beautiful rose.
The survey says... That was the top answer! Woo-hoo! Oh, my God, the celebration is starting. You need 45 for 10,000. Name something you find in a pool.
Water.
You said that...
Topaz-a.
Funnily enough, you're right.
Yay!
Yay! All right, you need seven now for $10,000. So, you name something you roll up.
Oh.
You said...
Bean bag.
Survey says...
Funny, that.
OK, sleeves. Top answer. What do you associate with Elvis Presley?
Hound dog.
Say survey says.
Survey says...
Kath had music, okay? Oh. So that was the top answer. We're now down to our last question. You're a seven away from $10,000. What would $10,000 mean to you?
I could go on a holiday.
Yeah, you could.
I would take my son on a holiday.
Oh, that's nice. Where would you go?
Oh, I love Thailand.
Yeah, okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Besides a car, name something that has wheels.
Truck.
You said...
Truck.
You went... Truck!
It's there, isn't it? 10 points.
The... Survey says... A lot of fun. Join us again tomorrow. We all come back to play Family Feud. I'm Greg Denyer.